Time to catch up for our regular chat with Bendigo Police. Acting Senior Sergeant Tony Kekic is with us this morning. Tony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are we?
Yeah, we are very well. Thank you.
That's good. And happy Monday to all the listeners.
Yeah. Now, it's a big day for thousands of kids and parents as kids head back to school today, so we really need to have our wits about us.
Oh, absolutely. I just want to probably keep in the forefront of people's minds when they're on the road today. The 40K zone signs will be up and running around schools. We haven't seen them for a couple of months, so we'd really appreciate if people kept that in mind and be mindful that the little ones, some brand new little ones that are arriving for school today, and just parents also dropping their kids off. Just be careful. Just take your time. Probably leave a little bit more time to get there and prepare your trip to school so everybody gets there safely. And at the end of the day, the same thing, get home safely as well. There is going to be increased traffic in and around schools, no doubt. And, yeah, so just probably keep it in the forefront of everyone's mind, as I said. And, you know, we wish all the little ones who are just starting all the very best with their new school careers, and everybody else will have a good time and stay safe out there.
Yeah, I think even, you know, the slightly older kids, it's exciting, it's, you know, nerve-wracking going into new classes, and so sometimes their spatial awareness is not really what it should be either. So, you know, it's the old story, never try and predict what anybody's going to do, just try and be proactive to make sure nothing can happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Really good advice. Also, it's looking out for other people in case someone else might make a mistake or do something wrong on the road. And look, no doubt we've got some of the older kids might be driving to school themselves with the L plates on. And so just be mindful as well that some of these speed changes in and around some of the areas, just keep a lookout for, and mums and dads who are instructing them, same thing, and we'll all get there safely. And just on the 40K zones, a reminder that if you do see a police car on the side of the road with flashing lights, reduce down to 40 kilometres an hour. I know sometimes it might slip your mind. It's nearly caught me a couple of times myself, I must say. But, that'll be appreciated as well.
You mentioned the L-plate drivers. what do they say? L-plate drivers, you can get frustrated behind them because you can't get past them, but then once they get their P's, you can't catch them.
That's right. That could be right in sometimes. But, generally speaking, the young people, I think, mostly value their licences, and it's a new era for them as they go out with their friends and things like that. And I've actually seen quite responsible driving, but, I appreciate the little comment in jest.
Yes, tongue-in-cheek, obviously. Hey, how was the weekend around Bendigo? I see, obviously, we had the Red Hut Summer Tour, the big music festival, I guess, you know, music festivals, heat, the odd drink or two don't necessarily make a fantastic mix, but all good?
Yeah, looked pretty good, and the crowd was, in general, really, really good. I think at least 6,500 people were there, and when you get that many people in one place at the one time, you know, you sort of think that things may go a little bit awry, but generally speaking, it was a hot day, a bit of alcohol about. Generally, people behave responsibly, and I thought it was a really well-run event. And, I think with the older demographic, I think a lot of them were leaving by about tea time, so I don't think they could cope with being about 30 years ago. They probably would have been able to go through the night, but not now.
No, very true.
It was funny to watch, actually, but, it was a really good day all around, yeah.
Good stuff. And, mate, just before you leave us too, driving offences over the weekend, everything okay?
Generally pretty good. We've had a couple of instances in the region of driving when directed to stop, and That means people that are where police intend to intercept, and what has actually happened, they've taken off from the police. Mm. Now, not a wise move. We've got intelligence circles that we can start our investigations on, and particularly if you're caught up with, which is pretty much 9 times out of 10, you will definitely do your licence, and there could be some harsh fines, even jail time with that. So, because it is a risk on our roads to people, and we don't want that. And you've got to think about to yourself, is it really worth it? Is it really worth taking off like that?
Yep, very sound advice. Tony, thanks very much. Good to chat, and we'll chat to you or one of your colleagues again next week.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
Yep, thanks. All to you best. Too. Cheers. Acting Senior Sergeant Tony Kekik from Bendigo Police on the Wake Up Call.